young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
And welcome to the Kids for Love Project show. I'm Deborah Beauvais, and if you're not familiar with myself, I'm founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, and this Kids for Love Project and radio show. And this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. And this show is also heard on our own syndicated station, and it's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7, radio.com, and you can hear the Kids for Love show every Wednesday, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m., and then on Saturdays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., 10 o'clock. So we have an amazing show because we have another glorious young person making a huge difference in the world. My co-host is 13-year-old Caitlin Martinez, who is the founder of Backpacks for Kids AZ, and that is for Arizona. We're also, later on the show, we're going to bring in Tracy Serabin, who is the founder of Daisy Button Believes, and that is one of the things that ties Caitlin into, because she has won a $1,000 award from Daisy Buttons. So we'll look forward to talking with Tracy a little later, and right now we want to bring in Caitlin. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So one of the things I love to ask the kids, now you're 13, some kids start early, and I know you probably thought of wanting to make a difference earlier. So what inspired you? What started all this?
Well, one of my own friends didn't have school supplies, but didn't really want to say anything about it, and ended up failing a test about it. So I started talking to my mom about stuff like this, and then she encouraged me to get involved in this issue.
Wow. So what was your first steps when you started? I mean, you had to start somewhere.
What did you say?
How did you get started? Like, what did you do first? Did you start asking your family to donate, you know, your friends, relatives, to donate money so you could buy supplies in a backpack? I mean, how did it all begin? Little by little, I'm sure.
Well, first I talked to everyone new, and then I quickly set up the Facebook page. That way everyone can know what I was doing. And it really started from all my friends and family sharing this stuff.
That's great. And so now, when you're collecting your backpacks now, because how old were you when you started this?
I was 12 years old when I started this.
So it's not too long ago. Wow, so you've accomplished a lot in a short period of time, Caitlin. Because now you have a nonprofit,
yep,
right?
Officially a 501c.
Right. So now, So you're collecting school supplies and different things like that to put inside the bags, and you're gathering the bags all year long, and then you bring them to the schools. Tell us about that.
Well, right now we're focusing on love bundles since school supplies is the main issue throughout the year. But once it turns summer times, we put our full efforts into getting school supplies by talking in different schools, setting up different events, and all that fun stuff.
Now, who helps you? Do you have volunteers?
Yeah, I have a couple volunteers. First, all my friends and family, and a lot of times my parents' coworkers often help out.
Right. Now, from what I've heard in the past, a lot of times you set up right in your garage and like an assembly line and put everything together. Is that what you're doing?
Not exactly. We gave all our supplies directly to school, the school. That way they can distribute it as they need it. Mm-hmm. But this year we're thinking about setting up an assembly line. That way we can give it to people outside of school.
Right. So about how many backpacks have you given out so far?
I say around 200 to 300.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And now you mentioned about your love bundles, and that's what you're doing now for the holidays, right?
Uh-huh.
So you've got different things going into those love bundles. What are those? I mean, do you have, like, a little bag that everything goes in, or how do you put it together?
Well, we're putting them into little backpacks filled with hygiene supplies and small little toys for people in group homes.
Oh, okay. So these are kids that are in foster care. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, wow. So about how many kids in your area? Because you're in Arizona, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And about how many kids that are in foster care? Do you have an idea of how many?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I have to ask you, too, how does it make you feel, you know, with all this giving, how does that make you feel personally?
It makes me feel great.
It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times when we give to others, we're giving to ourselves because it feels so good and we fill up with love. That's what I always say. So why don't we bring your mom in and Michelle, and she can tell us all the most amazing things about you, Caitlin.
Okay, I'm handing over.
Okay. All right. Michelle.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi, Deborah.
To the show. So I want to thank you. I always love to thank the parents because really it's you inspiring the kids. And so Caitlin was sharing with the listeners that, you know, she wanted to help in some way. She had a friend, and you supported that and inspired her to do something. So tell us a little bit about Caitlin and how that all got started.
Well, pretty much, she had a friend at school, and I guess she didn't have stuff, and she failed the test, so it was kind of, like, really upsetting to Caitlin that her friend would fail just because she didn't have school supplies and not because of doing the effort. So it was like, okay, well, what can we do to help her and then other kids that are like her, you know? And we talked to friends at church, you know, I talked to my bosses, you know, and we were able to set up donation boxes at a few places, and that's how it all started.
Mm-hmm. So people just started bringing in things and filling the boxes?
Yep. The first year she was able to supply, how many kids were at your school? 150 with just school supplies mainly. And the first year we didn't get that many backpacks. We got like 30 backpacks. So the first year we gave them to a woman's shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had to have the same, you know, pretty much at the school. If you give to one kid, you have to give to all. So she didn't have enough for all the kids at the school for backpacks, but she was able to supply them all with school supplies. And then this past year, she was able to do 300 backpacks full of school supplies. So,
wow.
A really good thing, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Wow. So did you, when you were younger, did you do something like this? And that's why you inspired her to do the same?
Well, when I was younger, I mean, I can't say I did anything like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was different times, too, when I was younger. There weren't
Right.
So many families that were separated, you know, and it wasn't as bad as it is now. You know, now it's like a lot of kids come from one parent homes, which makes it harder. And, you know, when you only have one family member supporting you.
Right. And
it's, you know, when I was grown up, yeah, it was a different time.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's challenging today as a single mom or dad. And I think that the kids actually feel a little embarrassed when they don't have a backpack or they don't have new shoes, things of that sort. So I love that Caitlin had the compassion to want to do something to alleviate that whole issue.
Yeah, she's very inspiring.
Yes, yes.
Inspires me to do more.
Yes. Well, you know, if you may have Caitlin come back on, and I hear that she has a couple of friends that would like to say hello.
Yep.
All right, Michelle. Thank you for coming on board, and
well, thank you,
and having your daughter shine.
Well, thank you. Hold on one second, Deborah. Here she is.
Sure.
Hello.
Caitlin?
Yep.
There you are again. So like, I want to know, what would you say to the kids out there that are listening to this show, or they may be sitting at home wanting to help some other kids? What would you say to them? Like, what would be the first step?
Really, the first step is just telling everyone you know. Because
that's
it really
good advice.
Help.
Yeah, and starting to, you know, every friend can come on, you know, come on board and volunteer, what, you know, whatever they want to do. So what is your, you know, what are your goals now for the future? You've been doing this for a little more than a year. What do you see happening in the next couple of years?
Well, for school supplies, I'm thinking about being able to supply at least 100 more kids this year. Well, is what I'm hoping for. And with the love bundles, I think I'll be able to supply everyone. My goal is to supply everyone in the group home.
Very good. Okay. And what would you like to do when you get to college age? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I still want to continue this once I'm in college, but then I think it'll be a lot bigger than it is right now.
Yes. Now tell about the Daisy button. You received a $1,000 grant to expand your efforts. Is there something that you had to do to earn that? Tell us about that.
Well, for the Daisy Vine Believer Grant, I submitted a letter telling them about my organization and everything I was doing to, well, become better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard that they're very supportive of all the kids that they give grants out to. Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all really kind. And all the people who are part of Daisy Bun Believers are too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really cool kids part there.
Right. And have you heard from other parents, you know, thanking you for giving everything that you're doing for their kids, the ones that are in need?
Uh-huh. I've gotten a few letters.
Well, oh, nice. You know. That's very nice. Well, I know you have a couple of friends there that would like to be on radio, and they volunteer and help you put these love bundles together.
Uh-huh. They help out a lot.
they do. Do you have aspirations of spreading this in different states, or even be, you know, broader in Arizona, and having what they call ambassadors? It would still be, you know, your Backpacks for Kids AZ, but it could expand. Have you thought about that?
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet.
I plan to, well, be countrywide.
Wow, good for you. All right, so let's put on who's first.
Let's see.
Okay. All right, hello?
I'm handing the phone to them right now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. So now how old are you?
I am 14.
Oh, so now what inspired you to want to help Caitlin? Because at your age, everybody's usually, you know, involved with sports and different activities, and it's a busy time at school. So what inspired you?
Well, what inspired me was I'm not really a big fan of sports, so I had, like, an opportunity to help other kids. You know, I met Caitlin Martinez on the way, and it seemed really interesting compared to, you know, other kids who don't want to say but then have the idea of what they want to do. And I just kind of thought it was pretty interesting for her to do it, you know. Seemed really interesting.
Yeah, so how, I bet it makes you feel really good to help, because in essence, other kids are receiving the benefits of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's great. So I want to thank you for helping, Caitlin. And now we have someone else that would like to come on as well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Now you are, is it Isabel?
Yeah.
Hi. Now how old are you, Isabel?
I'm 14.
Okay, you're 14 too. So I'll ask you the same thing. You know, everyone's so busy at your age. I have grandkids that are, you know, running around with sports and dance and activities at school and all kinds of things. So what made you feel like you wanted to step up and help Caitlin?
Well, I was one of the students that didn't really have supplies for school, and I would always get scolded at for it, and I was just made me happy that knowing that there's something out there that can help others, like, that are have it worse than me, and, yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. How nice. So you were on the receiving end, and now you're on the giving end.
Yeah.
That's a nice balance, you know. So what do you see yourself doing later on in years? I mean, have you got aspirations to do other things to give to others?
I'm not sure. I mean, I plan to. I mean, regardless whether I take it as something like that as an occupation or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure what I will. Yeah, I'm just not sure.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. You know, you've got plenty of time, and you'll know when, you know, it's always good, whatever we do with work or giving back or volunteering, it's usually something that they say, like, rings your bell. It's your passion. And when you're doing something that's your passion, you know, it doesn't even feel like work. It's exciting and fun.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah. Well, I thank you for coming on, and if you can put Caitlin back on, I'd like to talk with her for another couple of minutes before we go for break.
Okay.
Thank you, okay. Isabel.
Here she is.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Caitlin. So what we're going to be going for a break in a few minutes, and I wanted to just ask you, you know, what would you, you know, if you could change something in the world, one thing, which we know there's plenty of things to change, but if there was one thing that you could change in the world today, what would it be?
Well, I wish people knew what everyone was feeling, how they all have to go through different hardships and how it really, well, affects people. Since in a lot of people's lives, they don't really have the opportunity to see that.
Yes. And I think it's important for, like, your heart is open because of what you're doing. Your heart opened when your friend needed help. And once that heart is open, that's when you start thinking about other kids, other families, other people. And it goes beyond there. So I want to thank you for opening up and sharing with us, you know, just how you feel and how you get started.
You're welcome.
Yes. Now, I wanted to also give out your email address, I mean, your website. It's Backpacks. It's all one word, Backpacks with an S, the number 4, kids, that's plural, AZ. So Backpacks for kidsaz.com, and people can donate, and let's mention that if they're local, they can bring you different items like toys, blankets, backpacks, hygiene products, right?
Yep, correct.
And if they're local, they can go on your site and donate monies, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And I also want to give out your Facebook. It's Backpacks the 4 Kids AZ, just like the web address. So everyone go on Facebook and then go on the site and check it out and donate. I mean, kids out there that are earning money for cleaning their rooms or the house or whatever they're doing, even if it's $5, $5 makes a huge difference. So we're going to be taking a break. Caitlin, you stay with me. And when we come back, we'll be introducing Tracy Serebin, who is the founder of Daisy Button Believes. Okay.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com. Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Join us every first Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for Heart Living with Dr. Cynthia Bischoff, where you'll discover life wisdom and achieve greater spiritual awareness. Through Cynthia's coaching tips, healing stories, and inspirational interviews, you'll improve your relationships, find greater balance, and achieve inner peace today. Join thousands who've transformed their lives through Heart Living. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter. Walter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because of a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Sunday at 8 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life. Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
And we are back. You're listening to the Kids for Love Project radio show. And just if you're listening right now, share that it will be broadcast on our own syndicated station, which is Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. And on our net, oh, and I should mention, 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time, as well as this coming Saturday, the 17th, at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. We also have a kids blog right on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network site, and anyone can go on there. We have kids that are 4 up until 18 that can go on and answer the questions, and they're all really inspirational questions, nutrition, what you would you do if you saw a bully, all the different things that we like to elevate kids to think positive and have compassion and love. So without further ado, we had mentioned earlier that Caitlin had awarded a grant of $1,000 to expand her efforts with the Love Bundles from Daisy Button Believes. And Tracy Serabin is with us. She's actually a serial entrepreneur who started her first company at 19, delivering balloon bouquets. At 25, she founded and was president of a company that was the largest buyer of home furnishings in the country, Sears and Montgomery Ward, were two of her clients. And she's done so many amazing things. So I wanted to bring her in. So, and you'll probably hear more about Daisy Button. So without further ado, Tracy Serabin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Deborah. I appreciate it. I'm excited to be here and talk with you guys.
Yes, and I'm as well. And so tell the listeners, you know, what inspired, well, obviously you've been inspired for quite some time, but what came about to create the Daisy Buttons?
Well, actually, it started with three characters that I started with years ago, Daisy Button herself, and Basil Hobbs, and Holly Berry. Years ago, I had worked as a guardian ad litem volunteer representing kids in the foster care system, and then created a nonprofit called For the Children to provide basic needs for kids and get them adopted out of foster care. So we had created a color catalog showing these kids, and we distributed them all over Hillsborough County in Tampa. And I really saw kids, especially foster kids, really had no role models and had no positive tools. And so I had created this kind of journaling book and journaling box where Daisy's talking to Basil about, you know, creative writing and getting your thoughts out and that type of thing. And Holly is the artist. And then I said, you know, I really was inspired by these characters, but they need more friends and we need like a book series. So that kind of started Daisy Button Adventures. DB Adventures, and the first book that I wrote was Building a Community Garden, really teaching kids about the fact that they can really come together, come up with an idea, and create a win-win where they get to go out and do an adventure and help others. And with that book, I felt like it needed a curriculum to go along with it to really teach kids these tools and go along with this book. And I did that. I created an interactive online curriculum with a with my graphic designer, and we sold it into 5 schools in New Jersey. And at the time, it was also kind of a positive spin on anti-bullying. This mm-hmm. was a few years ago, where there was so much material for anti-bullying, but kids were kind of missing the point. They had heard enough of anti-bullying. And this was really showing you how you should be, you know, treating one another and bringing that kid in who's the outsider, like Basil, the foster child, and bringing him into your group and supporting him and supporting one another. And after I had got into the schools, I really felt like, you know, I really want these tools directly in the hands of kids, you know, like any kid, anywhere. And through all the research that I had done and in talking to different schools and kids and teachers, there really was no central location for kids who had a desire to go out and make a difference to come together and support one another and learn from one another and ask questions and kind of build on the energy of each other's projects. And that's kind of where the inspiration came for the website.
Well, and now from talking with you earlier, you now have different companies out there sponsoring with funds for these kids so they can start their nonprofits, and you even assist them in what to do to qualify for a nonprofit. Is that right?
Yes. Well, what had happened was I really felt like, you know, to be able to give these kids a $1,000 grant was a kind of an enticement to say, okay, this is how I fill out a grant application. You know, it has to be worth it to fill out a grant application. And by having all of these kids onto the site filling out their grant applications, it really gives me an opportunity to learn about their projects and to give them suggestions, like with Caitlin. I was giving her suggestions, and she was running with them, and she was doing great work and setting up her website and setting up donation boxes and doing all these great things. And it was so wonderful to watch kids take some of these suggestions and really build their projects to a point where they were ready for that $1,000 grant to take it to the next level. So we've had 2 different philanthropists donate grants. We've given away, this month was our 9th grant. And I partnered up with a law firm, a national law firm, Foley and Lardner, who's going to help us, because I found that the next piece with that $1,000 grant, in most cases with the kids, is they were now ready to set up their own nonprofit. They had gotten big enough, and they now needed to go after other funders, maybe companies or local corporate sponsors. And to do that, they needed their 501c3. And I had helped a couple of kids, you know, say, oh, go and get a pro bono attorney and use some of the $1,000 for the filing fees and that type of thing. But then I said, you know, we really need our own legal partner to have these kids, you know, call them up and ask them for questions and possibly help them if they've got an office in the country where this child is in a particular state. Maybe they can help them with the 501c3. So that's what I did, as I went and talked to Foley and Lardner, and they actually just helped us set up our own nonprofit called Daisy Button Believes so that we can also take in bigger dollars for furthering these grants for kids.
Now, when you think about what you started, which is phenomenal, and I have to say you're a dynamo with all the things that you've done in your short lifetime, but what is your goal? Do you have, like, do you want to help 50 kids? Do you want to help 100 kids? What is your vision for that or beyond?
Oh, no, I see this site having thousands of kids on the site. Right now, we've got about 400 kids on the site, but I've specifically really not gone out and started the viral marketing pieces, which I'm just about ready to do that. I wanted to make sure that the site was solid and strong and the kids were interacting and we got the newsletters and we created a new section called Start a New Project where we collaborated with three other kids' charities, because if we have a kid come to the site, most of them already have a project, but there are kids who are coming to the site who are sending me questions, and they were looking for a project. And I figured this was a great way to tap them into a charity that's national, and they could become like a kid ambassador in their own area. So there were pieces that I specifically wanted to put in place first. But right now, I'm going after talking to some corporate sponsors about setting up further tools on the site, viral marketing campaigns. My goal is to use this site to provide further opportunities for kids to raise money for their charity, create more tools to create awareness for what they're doing, and really build this site out to be a great power platform for kids.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I want to hear more, and Caitlin's going to come in when we come back from break. We're going out to a break, and I would like to put out daisybuttonbelieves.com. Just as it sounds, Daisy Button Believes, that's plural, daisybuttonbelieves.com. And Tracy's site is Tracy Serabin. Her last name is S as in Sam, E-R-E, B as in boy, I-N. Tracy with an E, TracyEyeserebin.com. Also, when we come back, if anyone would like to call in, our number is 617-237-1234 or 866-338-9663. We'll be back.
We are children.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pastana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
J.T. Lewis is the big brother of Jesse Lewis, who died in Sandy Hook Elementary on December 14, 2012, while saving the lives of nine of his classmates. J.T. found comfort after Rwandan orphan genocide survivors reached out to him from their country to express their condolences and share their personal stories of tragedy and healing. Inspired by the love that was shown to him, JT started Newtown Helps Africa, a nonprofit organization that helps young people in Africa and beyond who've suffered personal tragedy and have shown resilience. He successfully sent one young Rwandan woman to college for 4 years and plans to do much more, all the while inspiring many young people around the world to turn hardship into an opportunity to make the world a better place. Link on to NewtownHelpsRwanda.org.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
We are children of the sun.
And we are back. I'd like to put the phone numbers out again. If there's anyone out there that has a question or a comment for Caitlin, because she's still with us, as well as Tracy Serabin, who is the founder of Daisy Button Believes. The numbers, Brad is in the house to answer the phone, 617-237-1234. Or 866-338-9663. The Kids for Love Project has a Facebook page, so you can go right on, just as it sounds, and it's Kids with the number 4. Kids for Love Radio Project, as well as I mentioned earlier, the kids blog. So all the kids can go and leave comments, and we add them within 24 hours. It's only your first name, your age, and where you're from. So, Tracy, I wanted to get back to you, and we have Caitlin, and we wanted to ask Caitlin, you know, what she has gained by going on the Daisy Button Believe site and interacting with you, Tracy, as well as the other kids.
Okay. Caitlin? Well, I've got a lot. Oh, I'm here.
Yes. So what have you gained?
Well, I've gotten a lot of different knowledge and suggestions on what to do. I've met a lot of cool different people, and I've been really inspired by all the different organizations and kids I've seen on there.
Yeah, that's amazing. And there's actually some kids that are on there that I was not aware of that we've had on the show, you know, last year and the year before. So it's neat that there's a group, a community of kids that are coming together. Tracy, Yeah. Now you have a book out, a children's book, and you want to add. Tell us all the your ideas and your creativity is phenomenal. So tell us with that, yeah. And I would love to promote your book for you, the children's book.
Well, thank you. Yes, we have the first book in the series is done. It's published. It was part of that curriculum that I had created, and actually, Caitlin got a copy of the book because I think she was a Believer and a Doer Award winner, too. So that's the other thing is not only once a month do we give a $1,000 grant, but we also award two kids Believer and Doer Awards where they gain recognition on the site as well as in our monthly newsletter. And they get like a care package from us. And it's the copy of the book and a certificate and a T-shirt that says anything is possible. On the front, which is Daisy Button's theme, and on the back, they say, I'm a believer and a doer. And so the first book is Building a Community Garden, and as I was saying during the break, one of the next phases that we're going to be building out on the site is a cafe where people will be able to purchase the book, and also we're going to have empowering T-shirts and hats that kids can have. We're going to, the next thing we're building out is a philanthropic website contest, so and our own YouTube channel, so that kids will be able to. Actually, Caitlin did a fabulous video. I'm going to recommend that she post that as one of the first ones, showing all the work that she's done with her charity. But having again kids out there doing their project out in the public, helping others, doing a 2 to 3 minute video showing that work. Post it on an upload on the YouTube channel, and then we will post it on a website contest page where then kids can share that through social media with their friends and family and gain awareness of their projects, but also drive people to our site to like their video. And at the end of the month, the best video and the one with the most likes could win another $500 for their charity.
That's beautiful. Wow. So we have a lot of ideas and creativity, and I can tell this is your passion, Tracy. We were talking earlier with Caitlin. When you have that passion, it doesn't seem like work, and it just thrives and it continues to create.
Yes, it does. And it's all positive energy that my feeling is it's going out into the universe, and as each of these kids come together, their energy makes it stronger, and we create a rippling effect of good across the country, and we need more of that.
Absolutely. We're on the same wave with that, because that's what Dream Vision 7 is all about, to have that vibration, that love vibration. We all yearn for that and thirsty for caring and love, which is, I believe, within us, and it's tapping within that and then spreading that. And that can be felt just like anything else. It can be felt within, and it can change someone's day, change someone's life. And use that energy for giving back and doing good deeds. So, yeah.
Well, and I think the, you know, when kids come to the site and they start interacting with their grant applications with us, and they see our newsletters, and they see all the support and encouragement that we're giving to them, they feel that we believe in them and we're here to empower them. And that's what kids want the most. Is just adults to listen to them and believe in them and support their ideas and their projects.
Right. What do you find, Tracy, with working with Caitlin and other kids? What would be the key thing, hurdle per se, to get over once they have the desire and they have the service or the product that they want to work with or go into hospitals or whatever it is? You know, is there what is the common denominator for a hurdle at the beginning?
Well, I think it's, you know, maybe not knowing how to pull off the plan, maybe not knowing exactly what to do next. You know, they've got the idea, and maybe they took a couple of steps, and they got positive feedback. But then it's like, you know, when Caitlin had sent me the grant application, and I saw, okay, you know, what about this? And go and talk to this person. And what about, you know, collaborating with other organizations? And they're just things that are so easy for me, but kids don't know it because they've never been there. And one of the things I wanted to share, too, is we just we did a partnership with the YMCA, and based on all the educational information and resources and empowering tools on the website, I've created a junior philanthropy club to go into after-school programs, and we're launching in January to go into the YMCA. So a lot of what I've been able to provide for Caitlin over the last several months as she was building out her charity and her project, I'm putting that same types of information and tools into this junior philanthropy club called the Believers and Doers Club, to where kids in an after-school program can really engage on the site, see all the tools, and really give them ideas and suggestions about how they can now work together as a group and go out and make a difference in their community.
Right. Wow. Wow, so I can feel that it's just going to keep unfolding and expanding, Tracy, which is a beautiful thing. Caitlin, would you like to, we're coming towards the end of the show, would you like to share anything else?
Yeah, I just like to say it really seems hard at first, but once you start getting to talk to people like Tracy, and just people you know, it really starts, it just starts coming together really fast.
Yes, it kind of has an energy of its own. You're doing the work, though, but yeah, all the things start to drop in their slots, as I say. And I truly believe that's the universal energy, because you're giving, so now you're receiving assistance from the whole universe. If that makes sense to you, I don't know.
Well, and I think people, you know, adults especially, they see the passion in Caitlin and so many of the other kids on the site, and they get inspired by that passion, and they really want to help them. And I think that's the big thing for kids, is that, you know what, if you believe in this, you can accomplish it. You know, and our website is there as a resource and a tool to gain information and encouragement with other kids and support with other kids. I mean, the kids on the site in the clubhouse are all now helping each other with their projects and supporting one another. And, you know, like Caitlin and Torin and other people on your radio show, they're also using that platform to get further recognition out there about their projects.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on, and Caitlin, your friends there, and your mom, Michelle, who's a super supporter, and to give out for Tracy, who is the founder of Daisy Button Believes, is TracyCerebin.com, Tracy, TRACEY, S as in Sam, ERE, B as in boy, IN.com, and then Daisy Button Believes, just as it sounds, DaisyButtonBelieves.com. And then for Caitlin, her site is Backpacks, the number 4, Kids AZ. Again, Backpack, the number 4, KidsAZ.com. She also has same name on Facebook, and Tracy does as well with the Daisy Button Believes. And I'm just going to reach out to everyone listening, whether it's now, next week, next month, next year, when you're listening to this show, if you're out there, even if you're 5 years old and you're thinking about what you can do, go on DaisyButtonBelieves.com and you can interact with other kids. They can help inspire you. And the goal here is for everyone to be doing something. Everyone out there, have a blessed week. And until the next time, thank you, Tracy and Caitlin.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Until the next time. Bye for now.
We are children. Remember.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.